To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. About half of Colorado is experiencing or expected to experience freezing temperatures today. The other half has severe fire conditions. Lucas Boyer with the National Weather Service says warm air from the southwest is duking it out with cold air to the north. It's a pattern we've been seeing for months.
And unfortunately, with the really windy conditions we've had, it's really dried our fuels out and created the right conditions to have fire weather. And then we're just getting our usual, little blasts of cold air that are kind of the last punches of winter coming through.
Boyer says the situation isn't as uncommon as it may seem, and conditions should calm in the next few days. Nearly a dozen public schools with Native American mascots plan to reevaluate or change them. CPR's Paolo Scholzito reports the schools made changes to avoid monthly fines of $25,000.
A state law passed last year prohibits the use of offensive Native American mascots in most public schools. The schools violating the law were identified by the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs. Many have now outlined plans to retire mascots or establish partnerships with tribes. But a set of schools with the mascot Thunderbirds were also found to be violating state law. Those schools have a year to meet requirements. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche hockey team suffered their first loss of the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, falling to the St. Louis Blues 1-4. The series is now tied at one game each. Next game is Saturday at 6 p.m. Right now in Denver, it's 33 degrees with snow. This is CPR News and KRCC.